Hi, welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes podcast. I am Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And we're back again for another one.
Ooh. Yeah, episode 42, y'all. I can't believe we're at episode 42.
It's 42?
It's 42.
We're 10 away from a year of doing podcasting.
Gosh, that's crazy. And you know what's crazy? What I realized, and what? I'm not trying to talk about anybody else besides us, but like there are people who have been doing the podcast for way longer than us that don't have as many episodes.
Really?
And like they are not as consistent as we are. So applaud to us because we are very consistent.
We have been no days off. The only day off was when I had COVID.
Yeah.
No, we'd have been late a few times, but we ain't never had no days off.
I think
off.
We've only missed like 1 week.
We missed one. Yeah. Literally one week. When I had COVID.
Yeah.
Damn. I literally, you know what's crazy? I was thinking about that too. I was just watching just something and someone was like, I don't understand how podcasts have seasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. And I feel the same way in a sense because I feel like it would be weird for us not to like do the podcast. I
for
feel
us
like
to
it's
take
been,
a break.
Yeah, like it's just been a part of our whole like.
Yeah, I have thought about it though. Mm-hmm. Like, when would we take a break? Like, how long would it be? I mean, I'm sure it would be interesting, but this is just such our normal life. Like, you know, I was literally thinking about that on the way here. Like, I was just like, damn, it's crazy. Like, I will cancel on so many appointments and flake on so much shit. But one thing I'm not canceling on is the podcast. Rain, sleet, snow. Like, I'm getting up. I'm coming to the podcast. So.
Yeah. And it's like, I do understand breaks because I feel like we always need a break. Everybody needs a break every now and again. But it's just like, we could pre-record, get some guests, do something. But I was thinking that. I literally was thinking that,
too. We should think about that. When we should take a break. When do you guys think what's a good episode to close the season out?
So we're gonna do seasons?
We miss seasons
because look, see, you know what I was looking at too with Modern Family. I love Modern, y'all. I've been obsessed with Modern Family lately.
Binge watching
Modern Family because
same, I was watching it before I came.
Literally, I found it on TikTok. I don't know what I was watching. Well, I was watching Criminal Minds before that, but I'm like, I'm obsessed. And their seasons, I was looking at this because of us, their seasons are like 23, 24. And now new seasons be like eight episodes a season. Mm-hmm. And like the old, back in the day, like The Office had like 25 episodes a season. And I'm like, we passed the 25 mark. We done passed the 30 mark. We have 42.
We passed the 40 mark.
What are we going to do next year? After 52, we going to take a break?
I mean, we could after a year. Like what? I would only want to take like a month off.
What are we going to do?
2 months off. What are we going to do? I mean,
we could do like.
No, we could. You know what? We should take a break when we're doing our live shows. That's when we could take the breaks. So if you guys don't know, we've been like trying to get these live shows together going for y'all. We're trying to do July.
Because that's going to be
end of June, July and August. Why do I keep thinking this?
It's because we started. Now you got me confused. July 28th or something. 26th, 28th. One of those. The end of like summer kind of in a sense. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it'll be a year since then.
I think that would be good if we took the break when we start doing the live shows, just so that we can fully focus on that. Because you know with the pod, it does get a little stressful. But I know with the live shows, it's going to be stressful.
Yes.
And then it'll make people miss us. And want to come to the live shows because it's like, oh, like their season has ended. Now they're doing the live show thing. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you guys think about that. That's kind of a good idea that we
they're
just
came literally
up with
gonna there. Be like, absolutely not. Like, no one is gonna be like, no, yeah, take a break. That's gonna be a great idea.
They might want to though because that will encourage the live shows to happen promptly.
I feel like we should be able to put the live shows on YouTube as well too. Like I feel
I think so too.
It would still be you'd still be getting the content.
But then I don't know about that. I don't know if we should put the live shows on there because people are paying for the live show. So I don't know if we should do that.
Maybe we should put those on Patreon. Idea.
Idea.
That was smart.
It's an idea.
I like that idea.
Yeah. So what we've been talking about is doing a live show brunch in Los Angeles, New York, and Houston. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're just trying to figure out.
I got the film crew. I got the DJ.
Yeah. Trying to get the venues. Talking to this guy about the venues for LA.
Well, I have none of those solidified. I haven't told Amber that she's going to be filming. But she will be.
We're just hiring people.
And I know this girl that I want to do the DJ in too. She's great. She's DJ'd a lot before.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I love that.
So we're focused on that for sure. But yes.
Also, guys, we don't have the note cards today. So we are going to be looking at our phones. But whatever. Let's get into the question of the week, shall we?
You want to get into the week?
Oh, what? Like our weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought we were doing the question of the week first.
All right, yeah.
Okay. Question of the week. Question of the week is, what's your favorite way to reset and keep stress levels down?
Mm. I love that.
Nice, positive.
Who said that?
This was from Ivana XXO.
Ivana. Hey, that Ivana. Sounds like such a stripper name.
Ivana. It gives Russian
Ivana
baddie.
Trump.
Ivana Trump. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what did it say? What was it again?
What's your favorite ways to reset and keep stress levels down?
Honestly, you know what's crazy? This goes into one of the topics that I was going to talk about too. But one of my favorite ways to keep stress down and to reset is to be by myself. Mm. Is to literally just relax, be by myself, not even worry about anything that I have going on, like any task that I have to do. I just need to figure out a day of where I was like, I need to be by myself, reset, not do anything too crazy.
Yeah. I feel that.
And spa.
I like to go on a bender. Hmm? I like to go on a bender. I like to get drunk for like a week straight. And I'm just kidding.
Hell no.
I'm just kidding. That's the worst advice you could possibly get. No, I'm just joking.
I was like, what, a spiritual bender?
No, I mean a regular one. Alcohol. No.
Shit, that makes me depressed. When I'm on
so
a bender.
So bad. Oh, my God.
A bender will have me depressed as hell. Thinking about my life. Like, I'm
like,
an
what
alcoholic.
What am I doing? How did I get
wrong?
Here?
How did I get here? Why was I up till 6 a.m. the next morning?
Bro, I remember the last time I went on a bender. Won't say when it was. But it wasn't a long bender. It was probably like 2 days.
Yeah.
But I was like, woke up at my friend's house. Was like, what the That's what happened. I woke up at my friend's house.
That was when I had COVID.
No, I remember what it was. I woke up at my friend's house and Shy is calling me, blowing my phone up. And I'm like, hello, what? And she's like, where are you? We have filming. And I'm drunk from the night before on a freaking just crazy bender for like 2 days.
Do you realize you're telling on yourself right now though, right?
What, for having a bender?
We missed that filming that day because you were drunk and missed out on the episode, and we blamed it on COVID.
Oh, she did have COVID too.
I did have COVID, but we weren't going to tell the engineers that. Just kidding.
Yeah, I was on a 2-day bender with my friends. I don't know. And then even that same day, I woke up and there was a bottle of tequila. I was just like, and keep in mind, I'm not even an alcoholic, y'all. I don't know what. I was just having the time of my life. Yeah. Just like,
no, I actually have a screenshot of you chugging tequila at like 9 a.m. in the morning. I have to find that maybe and like just remember that moment.
And that's not even me. It's I'm really not like that. Like
maybe
I'd
a little
be...
puff bar at 9.
I'm right. Just kidding. No, I don't puff bar in the morning at all.
Is it called a puff bar?
Yeah, it's what called vapes. I don't like the vapes in the mornings. I do it when I'm drinking like at night and stuff.
Yeah, very true.
In the morning. Oh, vapes. Yeah, some people wake up and hit that and I just be looking like, ugh.
Like they morning cigs.
Yeah, but okay, we're way off track. I just realized. Sorry.
No, wait, I want to say something about my benders.
What?
Now benders do not hit the same after 21. But
they don't. You'll be hungover as hell.
I, for my birthday, hungover 2 days. Oh, yeah. The other day, like I was like last week, baby girl, I don't know what I was about to say. I was drunk. I was hungover for like 3 days. I cannot do it. And I'm the type that like, I feel like God's punished me a little bit with my hangovers. So I just like to ride it out. I don't be taking medicine or doing anything like that. I'm just like,
you're like, I deserve this.
I deserve
this. It's self-harm, honestly. It's self-harm.
All right, wait, but what was yours? To reset.
Oh, to reset, to actually reset. I like to get off the internet. I like to put my phone down and get like right now. Currently, I am kind of on a reset. I'm okay. I'm a little bit on Instagram. I'm a little bit on TikTok with the filtered comments. I'm not going on Twitter because Twitter is just way too toxic. But just to reset, clear my mind, like get, you know, just everything in order that I need to get in order. Sometimes the internet just consumes you and you just kind of let the outside world have too much of a say and get too much in your head. And especially for me, it could be very stressful. So I just like to, you know, cut down on the screen time, get me a couple shows I can binge watch, and, you know, that's really it.
It's hard to not be stressed while I'm binge watching stuff too, because I was for a while an avid reader. So it's like when I'm binge watching shows, I'm like, at the end of the night, I'd be like, I should have read a book.
Really?
So I'd be getting stressed out sometimes when I binge watch on like Netflix and stuff like that too.
Really? I don't. Mm-hmm. I like when I can binge watch a show because I normally can't even sit down and pay attention to a show because I'd be on my phone. So I'd be feeling fine if I want to watch like a little show. I'm like, okay, I'm happy. Like I'm sitting here watching this show instead of being like not even into it.
I hate when I'm watching something with her and she gets on her phone. I'm like, watch the goddamn show. So I know it's a good show or a good movie when Winter is not like, just check.
Yeah, let me just go on here and just be scrolling TikTok as I watch a show. But speaking of shows, I really want to plug. God. I know. I've been talking about this show to everybody. It's called Baby Reindeer on Netflix, and it is extremely good. Like, I told my mom about it. I said, Mom, oh my God, you got to watch the show. She said, oh, I'm already deep in it. Like, I'm already on it. So, got to watch Baby Reindeer. Got to watch What Jennifer Did on Netflix as well. Was really good.
Y'all what is check Baby Reindeer about? It's so confusing to me. Is it like a Christmas movie?
No.
I need to watch a trailer.
Yeah, you haven't even watched it. She's like, it's so confusing to me. Hasn't watched a trailer. Hasn't done anything. Like,
I would scroll past it just for the name alone. Like, no. Names are important.
It is extremely good. It is one of the best shows I've seen on Netflix in a long time. Like, I'm not even joking. So y'all got to check that out.
That's good. Maybe I'll watch it.
I've already told you what it was. I ain't telling y'all.
Just no, tell me. You literally explained it for 2 seconds and was like, because I don't want to give away anything.
The details. I don't want to tell
what the details. What is the detail?
It's based on a true story. It's about this guy, and he's like a struggling comedian. He gets this stalker, and it kind of like breaks down everything that happened leading up to him having this stalker. And like, his life is just a mess. It's in shambles. Overall, just watch it. Just watch it. Just watch it. I don't want to tell too many details. It's too good.
Okay,
I can't
Watch. I'm going to binge it, and I'm going to come back next week, and we'll discuss.
You're going to be like, oh my God, I should have listened sooner.
Yeah.
Oh, also, speaking of my hair, y'all, this is my first time wearing my natural hair on the podcast. Yes, I've never worn
it. It's so long and pretty.
Thank you. I'm trying to learn how to like define my hair more. I f***ed up today, but yesterday I feel like it was good. I feel like it was pretty good.
Oh, you said you're saying like natural without any heat?
Yeah, anything? Like no straightening, like just like, you know, wet it, put some product, do what you're supposed to do. Like,
it looks so thick and healthy.
Thank you. It is healthy.
Meanwhile, I'm struggling.
Why?
I am just struggling with my hair. And with, like, you
don't worry.
Half down. Well, I'm cutting it
again. That's cute.
Because
you're cutting it again?
Okay,
after Winter you complained to me yesterday,
I know. Winter was the only one who was just like, well, everybody's like, don't cut your hair, but Winter was like, you're gonna hate it, right. And I will.
Because I know you like long hair.
Yeah,
like,
I will give you that because you were right. I was like, I'm gonna do what I want. But
I know everything about you.
It's like, it's just this part. The back is just annoying. And
I mean,
like,
it looks healthy though.
Thanks.
But if you keep having to fry it off, it ain't gonna be healthy for too long. So keep that in mind.
Go back to where I started.
Bald. What do you mean?
Yeah, after I fry it off, I'm just cutting it one more time.
No, don't do that. Just let it grow. Just let it grow. You could do some cute little short hairstyles. It's going to be annoying, but you'll get through it. You remember I just had my freaking short ass bob. What, last year? Yeah. Up to year. It'll come back. Just let it go. You need to start getting some sew-ins. You need to learn how to keep them in and quit playing.
No, it's annoying.
She don't really like sew-ins. Anyways, we're way off top. What's topic?
What is topics?
Topic. When to know. When to.
I was just writing.
Let's work on that grammar. When to know. When to give. When do you know when to give up after the talking stage? Dating.
Well, you know why I was thinking about this? Because two of the topics came from inspiration because I've been a hostess with the mostest this past few days. And yes, like, you know what I'm saying? So I've just been, you know. Sometimes we have to grab inspiration from other people.
Yeah.
And one of my friends is dealing with a situation, and was going through the talking stage for like 6 months with not much improvement of like communication,
right.
Like asking the intrusive questions, but nothing following it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like empty promises in a sense. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like 6 months is a long time for talking with nothing to back up.
Well, I 100% agree, and most people don't know this, but I bullied my boyfriend into asking me to be his girlfriend after like like 2 months, and everybody thought I was crazy. But I was just like, I don't care. Like, I had got to a point where I was just like, everybody I dated, like, I would date them, I would get to know them, like, I would, you know, see how it was going for a little bit. Cool. And then I would be like, I am looking for a relationship. If you don't feel like you are looking for a relationship as well, I don't really think that we should continue dating.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to force nobody to want a relationship, but I also don't want to waste too much of my time trying to change somebody's opinion. If a motherfucker say they don't want a relationship, they don't want a relationship, cut it off. And they'll show, they'll also show you as well.
Yeah.
So if you're talking to somebody for 6 months and they haven't asked you to be their girlfriend, that's far too long.
Yeah.
I think it's too long. These days I do feel like people will take hella long and stuff like that, but that's because they put such a big deal on the girlfriend title. I think being a girlfriend is a big deal, but at the end of the day, a girlfriend is not a wife. You can break up, you can go your separate ways, mm-hmm. and you know, you could get out of this relationship. People treat girlfriend boyfriend like marriage these days, and it's weird to me.
But do you regret? Did you have a moment of regret at any point when you felt like you jumped into it too early?
I feel like after about 6 months, I was kind of like, I think I was a little bit missing the streets a bit. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I kind of miss being able to do whatever I want to do. And these are all things that I vocally express to my man. Like, we talk about everything, even if it's uncomfortable. And I just was like, you know, I just like, my friends would invite me on trips and like,
oh my God, everybody experiences like that in the beginning of a relationship.
Yeah, you know, like you can't go on these things.
I got invited to Dubai so many times.
Right. And you know what? Honestly, I probably could still go on these trips. My boyfriend would let me go. I'm not going to lie. He really don't trip.
You be thinking that shit.
He has told me that. I don't be thinking. He has told me that. He trusts me.
Just like how you thought he wouldn't be mad at you for showing your titties on Bourbon Street. He was just like, why would you do that? And you was like, oh. It's like certain shit.
And he probably said that much and that was it.
That's what I'm saying. But it's just it don't be
an argument. It don't be nothing else.
You were like, what? For real?
He didn't give a fuck about that. He don't give a fuck about nothing.
He
right?
would not. No, but I'm saying like he does care. He does care. He cares, but whatever.
The point is, I think at about the six month mark, mm-hmm. I was kind of missing the streets a bit and I was like, damn, did I rush into this relationship too quick? Like, is this what I want? Am I ready to be settled down? Am I ready to be a wholesome woman? Like, am I ready to, you know, commit? And like, this is serious, you know, because like I knew that the person that I'm in a relationship, he's not going to do anything too terrible for me to have to just leave him. But I think that was a part of my trauma. I am used to leaving people and giving up on them very, very quick and very easily because they make it so easy.
Yeah.
All the guys that I've dated are pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. So it's so easy for me to walk out the door because they f***ing up every week.
Yeah.
But with this guy, I'm like, oh, I'm about to really be locked in this motherfucker.
Isn't that so crazy how it turns to that when it's someone so healthy?
Mm-hmm.
When it's so healthy, you like, oh, I'm scared of this. I'm like, why are our brains wired that way?
This is serious. Like, this could be my husband, y'all. This could be it. So exactly. There's no more hoe days. So it's like, I kind of was like, damn, like at the 6 month mark, but then I got over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like after about like 3 months, I've said this before, like, people's true colors start to show. It's like that 3 month like time frame of like you can't really hide who you are. And I feel like after that 3 months, I'm really starting to question like what we're doing here. Like mentally, I've probably been asking that because I mean in my head, I'm like, I like this person. I want to be.
3 months is a good mark.
Three months is a really good mark to really see and figure shit out. You really never fully know somebody till you see them in all of their different moods, right. vibes.
And even then, you don't know anybody. My mom has this saying. She's like, you don't even know nobody for real until after 3 years.
Yeah, very true.
And I do agree with that. So, I mean, 3 months is a great point to get into like a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. I definitely don't think let anybody string you along for 6 months, a year, and all of that. Like, speaking on the same thing, how you were like, oh, my friend was going through this, like, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who had this guy that she was friends with, and he was like, you know, I really want to take you serious. Like, I want to really try this. And she was like, all right, we can try it. And then he, you know, was cool for probably a couple weeks and then was terrible. Didn't get her nothing for Valentine's Day, getting caught up with other girls, you know, not taking her out to dinner, not taking her out to dates, not sending flowers, not doing
anything.
And
how long were they together when she said that she wanted to...
They weren't together. She just was like, yeah, like, I'll give it a chance. Like, we can try this out and see what happens. And now it's been months.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been telling her, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why do you want to deal with these type of men? Like, he said he wanted to give it a try. He said he wanted to give it a shot. And then he proved to you that he was full of shit. And you sit here and you tell him, oh, I'm not the girl who's going to accept nothing for Valentine's Day. I'm not the girl who's going to just not, like, let you not take me out. Yeah. But you are.
Yeah.
Because you are. That. You're allowing him to sleep with you without wifing you. You're allowing him to sleep with you without taking you on dates, sleep with you without buying you nothing for Valentine's Day and give you these excuses. You're allowing him to sleep with you after he goes out and, you know, gets caught up with other girls and shit. And it's like, you have no self-respect for yourself. You can't sit there and say that you want to be in a relationship or you want a good guy or any of the things, because you don't. Like, I think that it just boils down to
self-respect. Her example isn't really... Her example, the example she's trying to set in a relationship, she's not standing behind.
Yeah, it's just like she's talking about it.
Yeah.
It's a good mouthpiece. Yeah. It's like, I've noticed, like, I've done that in the past too, like with toxic men. Like, you know, I'll be like, oh, I'm not the one. Like, you're going to have to find somebody else. And then I'll quit messing with them and then I'll take them back. Yeah. And then I'll take them back. And it's just like, you are that girl. You're his dummy, babe. Like, you're allowing to.
Oh my God. It really hurts when you realize you're somebody dummy.
Oh, I've been somebody dummy,
bro. I was like, oh, I'm actually.
Because I would be like, yo, I'm standing on business. And yeah, I would. And not I would stand on business. I would stand on business for some months. But then I would let him come back because, you know, I loved him. And I knew he loved me, but I knew he was a piece of shit and he wasn't going to change. And it's like, why do you think he's not going to change? You're letting him be who he is. Like, it's just flat out. So I definitely think that don't get caught up in that talking stage. If somebody is showing you that they're not going to give you what you want, leave them alone. You're not going to change nobody.
And I will say also, you know, it's weird. I hate sometimes when I hear this, but I feel like some people are not mind readers. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you can communicate with somebody once, but I feel like if I'm starting to sound like a broken record and repeating myself and we only 3 months in, that's a,
like, literally as far as four, what?
Like, just with anything, like, I want a little bit more communication. Instead of just texting all the time, I would like for you to call me at night. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, simple things like that. I'm like, if I sound like a broken record after a while, that's a forefront to the future of, like, this is going to be with a lot of different things in my relationship. Right. I don't want that type of relationship where I constantly have to do that. Like, I'll say with Evan, like, in the beginning, the first text that we had together, he was low-key, like, not responding to me.
Yeah.
Like, I was
I
just
remember
like,
you told me that.
Remember, I made it home, blah, blah, this and that. And so he ignored all of those texts, every single one of them.
Right.
So I text. I was very childish, also, 28. I said, well, fuck you then.
I'm crying.
And he called me, and he was like, look, I'm really bad with the phone, blah, 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 this and that. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, and I've only had to say this one time, I was like, you're going to have to figure something out if you want to talk to me. If you want to be with me, if you want to be in any type of relationship with me, you're going to have to figure something out, because I'm bad with the phone. Will never be an excuse for me.
It don't fly.
It is not going to be an excuse for me at all. Like, you figure something out. You got time to shit, eat, brush your teeth, and sleep, and you check your phone with any of those situations. No, there's never an excuse or a reason to me.
Yeah, I don't believe I'm just bad at texting. I'm bad on my phone.
Yeah.
If you're bad on your phone, you're bad at texting. We have no reason to communicate.
Exactly. So flat out.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, that was, I guess, a green flag in my relationship as well, is I will tell you some shit and that shit is going to get done. Yeah. Like, just, you know, point blank. I don't want to keep telling you shit.
And also, such a green flag, because you had two polar opposites from before that to now. Oh, it's just like, it was such a drastic change.
Such a drastic change.
So I could understand all, like, the trepidation, like, in your head, because it was so different.
It was so drastic to the point, like the relationship before, obviously, was like an ex who, like, we were trying to rekindle shit and make it work. We talked about it on the pod. But I remember one of the things that was pushing me away from him again was, like, I was like, you know, you're not calling me after practice, like, you know, whatever, and after camp or whatever. And he would be like, I'm just hella tired.
That's,
like,
what I was meaning when
I'm
I just
hella
said
tired,
that.
Right? Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend now, it's like, I don't have to tell him shit.
Nothing.
It ain't no such thing as too tired.
And that was the first thing I noticed from those two. I was just like, look at this. You can don't even have to ask somebody who wants to.
And
talk
I would
to
be
you
like,
to do
yeah, you
got to
work on the communication, bro. Yeah. Like, and then it's just like, with that, even in that situation, I would be so careful about the things that I would ask for, like, as far as, you know, communication or this or that, because I'd be like, let me pick my shit wisely, because I know this man, he's so fucking hard-headed that if I tell him too many things at once, he'll just be like, shut down. Like, he'll shut down. Terrible at communication.
It's like those text messages when you ask him, you be like, you were with
a
girl.
And I'll only answer one thing.
You were with a girl and you had on a pink shirt with a Sprite. And he was like, I ain't even had no Sprite. It was Dr. Pepper. Like, that's how he was.
Yeah. Exactly how he was. And I would have to, like, be like, damn, like, I don't want to bring that up. Like, I'm going to just not say nothing. With my man now, I'm bringing up every single goddamn thing I feel. Yeah. And he's going to sit there and fucking listen, and he's going to make whatever I'm needing to happen.
Yeah.
And that's just that, period.
But I will say I am proud from the topic that I thought about. I am proud of my friend because she was just like, I'm not dealing with this. She was like, if I have to continue, like, you know what I'm saying? You get to a point where you, it, like, sometimes it just takes noticing the cycle and be like, I know I'm better than this situation. I know that I don't deserve that type of, like, I just feel like when I have to start asking for basic shit,
right,
it's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
The basic shit is like,
oh, and communication is the most basic thing.
Yeah, it is the barest of the minimum.
The barest of
if the man can't pick up the phone and call you, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. If y'all can't go out on a date, you know, you ain't got shit going on, like, I don't know what to, he's just not that into you.
Okay, so I have a random question. Random.
Okay, go.
So say you're dating a guy and you only think that he has one phone for like a few months. You think that he has one phone and it's a Droid. So you're just like, okay, he just has a Droid. Like, you know, some people just like Droids better than, you know, iPhones. And then like randomly you find out that he has an iPhone as well for supposedly like business. Would you think something of that?
Do you not have the iPhone number?
No, like you randomly just find out about the iPhone.
Yeah, that's weird to me because it's like, why wouldn't I have the iPhone number?
Yeah, and especially if I have an iPhone, but some people can use it for just like work.
Yeah, but that's weird because I feel like iPhones, you're going to use an iPhone to share a location with somebody, FaceTime with somebody. Like that's why you would get another Droid.
Yes.
You know, like that to me is like, oh, because even with like my mom has a Droid and I'd be like, please get an iPhone.
Gotta use Google Meet.
Yeah, please use an iPhone so I can FaceTime you, like, you know, so I can get your location and blah, 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 all that stuff. So yeah, that would definitely be weird to me.
Because me and Evan were talking about this and he was like, no, some people just like, tech people like Droids. And I'm like, but if you have both phones, then it makes no sense.
I mean, my boyfriend has two phones. I got both them damn numbers. I'd be blowing both up.
Yeah, so does Evan. Yeah, he does.
You be sleep, bitch. I'm calling
them both. I'm putting them both in a text.
Right.
Somebody's going to be up. Right. And like, he has two, but one of his, because he got blocked off of Uber and Lyft. I don't know how you get blocked off of both.
He's probably doing something terrible.
Mainly because he's always late. But we were talking about that and he was just like, I don't think anything's. I was like, I would see something weird. Only reason why I would see something weird with the two phones is because one is a Droid. You know what I'm saying? And I have an iPhone.
No, so that's why weird. Why wouldn't you talk to me on the iPhone?
Yes. Yes. Why wouldn't you talk to me on the iPhone if I have an iPhone? Even if it is just for business. Like, you could do both of them. And I want both numbers.
Yeah, that's very odd, but whatever.
Isn't it? Okay. That was random.
Next topic. Dating outside your race. Have you ever dated outside your race?
No. And the reason why I brought this one up is because I was watching a TikTok and I seen this girl was like, I'm done with black men. Like, they've been doing me so bad. They've been doing me so wrong. I'm going to get me a white man and don't nobody be mad about it. So I was just like, I sometimes
can understand that.
No.
Oh. No, I was just wondering. That's what I thought you were going to say.
I'm sick of I was like, I can't understand that connotation because to me, I don't think white men are like a saving grace. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand when black women are like, I'm going to the white side just because they see like a few black women.
I mean, it's kind of like the same when girls be like, I'm done with men. I'm about to be gay.
Yeah, literally.
Like, it's not going to be better.
I feel like lesbians is worse. I feel like we can square up.
People
always say
gay is worse than being straight.
Literally, I do not understand that aspect of it either because it's like we both got emotions.
Yeah, they be like, women are worse than men. But first of all, white men scare the hell out of me.
Right?
They scare me. They creep me out. Even this morning, I was walking to my car from your house, and there was a white man walking the street, not across the street. I was just scared. Like, not to be prejudiced or anything.
Not you holding your purse for the opposite.
Literally. They scare me.
Grabbing her pearls.
I think it's because I watch a lot of, like, crime stuff and, like, you know, the real psychos be Caucasian. That's why every time something happens that's crazy and the person is black, you'd be like, they were
literally,
black?
I was like, they were black?
Like, yeah, what? Literally. Like, you know, like, it's just, like, I understand, like, a certain crime, I guess, okay, black, but then it's like all the crazy shit be white people.
Yeah.
You know, like, serial killers and shit.
Yeah.
So
that's why I was like, the DC sniper was black, and I heard he only used to drink sugar water and crackers.
Oh, that's why he was crazy. Sugar water and crackers get you going. That's crazy as hell. No, but Wait, there was just something that happened.
You know what I always think is weird about, I mean, not weird.
That's what it was.
What?
That there, I just saw this TikTok. What was the girl's name? Her name was Sade. I remember her name was Sade. It's a girl named Sade. And she was just recently murdered by a white man after a first date to go get seafood. And I guess she went back to his apartment. She went back to his apartment and he dismembered her body. Put it in multiple places. I forgot where this was. Was it South Carolina or something? It was something, but 19-year-old black girl.
Oh my goodness.
Going on a date with this white man. And my man, I'm like, why is she even going on a date with this white man?
Was he older?
Older than her. And he wasn't like a young, cute white man. Mm-hmm. Like he was like a farmer looking ass guy. Like, you know? So I just, and then that one girl, what was her fucking name? Her name was,
I don't know. I just feel like it's deep-rooted aggression with white men. I don't know what it is about it. So that's why I'm like, I don't ever really understand.
Lauren, I think her name was Lauren. She was this brown-skinned girl, and she was murdered by a white man from a dating app, and he is still free. Because I guess they didn't have enough evidence or something. But I'm telling you, y'all think y'all want to... I don't want
to
be.
You want to go to the other side, and you don't really know what that other side is.
I mean,
really,
I guess like, there are every type of men are out here abusing women. We can't.
I was
that.
Just about to say, did they ever find out what happened to those two women downtown in LA?
Yes, they found out who the killer was.
Who was it?
But he was black.
God,
I know.
No, I hate that.
I know. But no, I think he was like a photographer or something. How we had called. I think he was a photographer. You got
to
look it up.
Yeah, I have to.
I want to look it up now.
But no, literally. That's what I was going to say. The weird thing that I always see and think about in interracial relationships, especially when it's a black woman. I know this sounds crazy to say out loud, but I always wonder if the white man's penis is big. Like, I always wonder what, and like me and Winter were talking about this the other day because I said this to her and she was like, what did you say?
What?
About the white man penis.
I have slept with a white man before and he had a big penis, so.
And I have too, and it was this. I think I've lied before
and
big.
Said, I think I've lied before and said I've never slept with a white man, but I have.
Yeah, I think I probably lied about that too.
Yeah.
And literally was this, no, I've never lied about that. I said I had sex with one.
This is the guy who did it.
Oh.
Ugly.
But no, that's what I was thinking about, because I seen it and I'm like, there's like this whole TikTok trend of like black women wearing like ugly wigs to try to get a white man. I'm like,
oh, hard wig, soft life.
Yeah, hard wig, yes. Soft life. So that's where I'm like getting it from. And I'm like, I don't know about that soft life that you speak of. Like, I feel like it's just
I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know.
I've seen some ladies bag them a nice, fine white man. I'm not gonna lie. I've seen it. They're rich. They're good looking. They're fine. So it is possible. And if you know that's your vibe, go for it. We can't say that all white men are serial killers.
No, I know. No, of course not. We're not saying all white men are serial killers, but I do think sometimes that like I think comparing the two, just saying that because I don't want a black man anymore, I'm gonna go to a white man because of what a black man does. You don't know what you're gonna get with a white man.
Because white men are terrible too. Honestly, all men are terrible.
Literally, all men are terrible. So it's just like, to me personally, I'm like, I don't know. I've been with, and the white guy that I was with that one time, hella cool swag. Right. Like, super, like, I need a white.
You
I
need a wigger.
I need, no, I don't want a wigger. I don't want a wigger. I don't want a white boy that thinks he's black. No, I need a white boy. Like, I would have needed a white boy with, like, style. Just like cool. Someone I can relate to.
A little swag.
Someone who don't watch Martin. You know what I'm saying? Like, that can, like, that is woke as hell, but still cool. I would like a white boy.
Somebody who's not secretly racist. Yes.
Exactly.
Oh my God. I remember I told that story. I had dated this white boy when I was young. I was like a teenager. Mm-hmm. Dated this white boy and he had said something racist.
My first white crush was Danny Summers. I remember him.
Really? Yeah. He had said something racist and I had to be like, I'm half black. And he was like, really? Really?
Hey, I thought
you were like Mexican. I was like, what the fuck? And like, I never.
That is crazy.
Fucked with him again. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Crazy. Crazy times. And then after that, I was like, can't do the white man.
Yeah, no. I'm
now
like,
I just think they're all like undercover. Like, well, if they get the chance to say something racist, imagine if they think it's cool.
They'd be like, you black bitch. I get, like just saying some crazy wild shit. In the heat of an argument, they'll say some racist ass shit and be like, you know what?
That's why I never would be the worst.
That would be the worst.
Imagine you marry a white man and he just comes out swinging with some racism. Like, oh.
Remember that woman? We read some advice a while ago and one of her parents was white and she was just like, her mom be calling her the N-word sometimes. I'm like, oh, that my was God. Insane
yes.
to me.
I mean, sometimes, and I don't want to say this for all
your
people.
Your mom be saying that to you? No, I'm just kidding.
No, but.
I'm just kidding. You sorry, know I love Miss Melissa.
So, no, yeah, there are some parents who adopt Black children, and I feel like for the wrong intentions, but also I've seen a lot of people adopted by white people who have great parents. So I don't really like when people talk about that and that, yeah. and like make it seem like, oh, every white person who adopts somebody who's Black is like terrible. They just want a Black kid. Like, you don't know how to do their hair. Well, sometimes they don't know how to do hair. I will give you that. But I have some friends with some white parents who are very nice people.
Yeah, of course. We're not generalizing all white people yeah. and all.
But no, I do be seeing people generalize it on TikTok when yeah, they see
that's
the white
what I'm
people.
Saying. Like, and okay, I just recently seen on TikTok this Black guy who's a single father, and mm-hmm. he's adopted all white children.
Mm-hmm. What?
Nothing.
What?
To me, I was just like, not the all white kids, but I'm like,
But that was weird to you?
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Really? I mean, at the end of the day.
Not because they're white, because it was just like, I don't know. Like, you're saying you're by yourself.
But when you are trying to adopt kids, you have to understand, first of all, the adoption process is extremely hard. I have looked into it myself. It's extremely hard.
Yeah.
So when you get the chance to adopt a child, a lot of people aren't sitting up there, oh, no, he's not white. He's not Black.
They're ready to.
It's you're ready to be a parent. You're ready to have somebody be in your home. And you're ready to love a kid as your own. So you're not looking at, you know, the color of this child's skin. It's not like you go out mm-hmm. and choose specifically what kind of kid you want, really.
Yeah.
Probably, especially in America. I don't know how the adoption process works in America specifically. I know it takes a long time. But I've looked, like, outside of the country and stuff like that. But it's a long process. That shit is hard as fuck. I was looking even in India, and I was like, okay, maybe I could adopt from India or something. Do you know?
I think Indian babies are so pretty.
They are. They're so cute. But I had a cousin who's Indian and Black. But anyways, and she's literally so pretty. But like in India, the adoption process is so crazy. If you want to get adopt a child and kind of like have the process quick and like you're not married, you can only adopt disabled children.
Oh, what?
Literally only can adopt disabled children. Like blind, deaf, missing limbs. Like, and they're like, oh yeah, you can have one of these kids quick, because a lot of people won't even
yeah.
consider that. So there's hella crazy ass shit. Like, I've looked into there, Indonesia.
To me, I don't know why it was weird. I don't know. I think even just like the guy's personality. You know what's crazy? What's kind of been jading me a little bit is all these essay stories.
What?
Like sexual assault stories. Damn near.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like sometimes I like.
Oh,
I
like the when adoption thing.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, like they who was it? Woody Harry or somebody like that? Woody, some guy adopted. He's a famous writer, producer or something in movies. He adopted his daughter mm-hmm. and 10 years later, like he adopted her as an adult with his wife at the time. Mm-hmm. 10 years later, he's now marrying that adopted daughter.
Oh,
those
my God.
Type
that
of
is
situations
so weird.
Are so weird Ugh. And sick to me. So when I'm like, yeah, I don't know. And I just, I'm like,
do you know
I
that
pray
all
that no grooming or anything like that goes on in those type of situations. Yeah. But like all those stories sometimes have like kind of like jaded me and been like,
yeah.
I'm like, since everybody has a story of sexual assault, I'm like, who is a sexual assaultee in our life, like in this age? In this group right now, like, you know,
I mean,
what I'm saying? That's what I be thinking about. I'm like,
I mean, I get what you mean, but at the end of the day, that happens with birth parents too. A lot.
I know.
A lot, like literally. So
that really makes me sick to my stomach. Yeah. I don't wish death on anyone. I don't think that anyone deserves to take life away. But I feel like sexual assault, what are they called?
Molesters, child.
Yeah,
abusers.
Molesters. Child molesters. Should go
death
below
penalty.
The jail,
yeah.
like I think that like death.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I really do. Like that
I
is
agree.
A sick. It's a sickness to me.
Yeah, I definitely agree. But I mean, yeah, that's. It sucks. It's true. There's a lot of messed up stuff that happens in foster
yeah.
care and adoption. It is. It's not cool. But I don't think it's fair to like put that label on everybody who
I
has
know.
Adopted, because some people really just want to be parents and want to
yeah.
like, you know, take a child in and like. Change somebody's life for the better. So, you know, because I wanted to adopt, because I've wanted to adopt and like been like, I want to adopt because I want a child, I don't want a baby daddy, and I want to like hopefully give somebody a better life that they wouldn't have without
yeah.
me.
I can understand giving someone a better life. Do you yeah. feel like it's selfish to to not give a child a two-parent household?
That's a good question. It depends. It depends on if you're struggling or if you're not. Like, I feel like if you are a single parent household and you're struggling and you're not financially sound or anything like that, I think it's unfair. Yeah, I do think it's unfair. I mean, it happens every single day. Like, I was raised in a single parent household where we didn't really have money like that, you know? So, I mean, my mom started getting money and making money for real when I was in like high school. So, yeah, I didn't really.
With adoption, do they check your income? Like, do they check all of those things?
They check everything. You got to have people come to the house.
And like, you know what else is sad too? Like, when people adopt and then they like beat these kids. I'm like, you worked so hard to get this child. Why are you abusing it?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like more of the abuse happens in foster care.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's stuff that happens in adoption, but I definitely feel like more happens in foster care because these are kids that this is not a forever home. These people get paid to do it. Mm. Some people foster just for money. And instead of having really like, you know, in their heart, like, I love children and I want to, it's just like, this is a check. So
did I ever tell you about the time that I would crack jokes about one of my friends who looks completely different from the rest of her family? Like, we grew up together, literally from like childhood to still as adults, know each other, have talked to, like, been close friends. Looks completely different. Like, tall, skinny, brown skin. Her family is all like short, fat, light skin. Not fat, thick. Thicker, lighter skin. And I would be like, you adopted this and that. Like, all throughout, like, literally grade school, we would say, like, crack jokes like that. And I remember one day and, like, something happened, traumatic happened. And she was just like, well, you know I'm adopted. I was like, no, I didn't. Why didn't you tell me when we were in second grade?
Right.
So I would stop. I felt.
And what did she say?
Like, I couldn't really crack. I literally felt horrible. I've never cracked another joke about an abortion, adoption, anything else since then. I'm like, bro, like, you could have told me this when we was in third grade. Like, I remember she told me that, like, in, like, 11th grade. I'm like, bro.
No, I dated this boy who's dark-skinned, and all his family's light-skinned. All his sister's light-skinned, his mama light-skinned, his daddy light-skinned, and he's, like, brown skin. And he's like, he ain't adopted.
I mean,
he looks just like his mom, though.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. That isn't on normal to me because, like I always say, black people come in many different shades and colors. Like, I have my first cousins. Most of them are brown skin. And my paran, he's literally like me. And most of them are, like, they're a little bit, it's like one of them, you know? Like, that's light skin like
that. I think genetics is so cool.
Genetics are so interesting.
You could come out white as hell, dark as hell, blonde hair, blue eyes,
red hair, blue hair, all types of stuff.
I want a redhead baby so bad. But anywho, we getting caught up. We need to move on to the tea. Summer Walker.
Oh.
Summy, girl. Have y'all seen, you don't even know what's going on with Summer Walker.
Oh, I watched it today.
You watched it. Mm-hmm. So Summer Walker popped out with her new man. And unfortunately, when she did so, so did all of the people who have claimed that he has harassed them, stalked them, made them feel uncomfortable, like done all this weird stuff. I guess he used to do OnlyFans and he was like harassing OnlyFans girls. And all these girls have like proof and shit. Like, it's like crazy as
hell. Not receipts. Receipts are crazy.
Bro, and then one of the girls, this is what gets me. This is what pissed me off for Summer. What pissed me off was the guy would tell these girls, like, I don't care about you. I'm engaged to an R&B singer. I'm engaged to an R&B singer, but wouldn't say who it was. And then I guess one day sent a picture of Summer Walker's twins and Summer at the doctor.
That was insane.
And you know, Summer Walker
don't show them kids.
So I'm like, this man is a fucking creep. And he has like pried his way into this girl's life. And I'm just like, Summer, bro, you got to get out of there.
I seen a caption where it said that they talked in 2017, I guess, for a little while. And I feel like Summer doesn't realize sometimes. I mean, who knows? I don't know her at all from Can of Paint. But, like, I think she doesn't realize that she is Summer Walker.
Right.
And that no matter how hard you're going to try to fight and escape to normalcy, you can't do that anymore. And it's just, like, that type of man with those type of receipts is crazy. Like, I don't know what... what would you do after that type of situation, after that happened? Like, are you like, what is she supposed to do? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes when I've like gone through breakups, I have like dated some people who I'm like, I ain't got no business dating this man.
Yeah,
I'm just bored. I'm heartbroken. I'm, cause you know, she was just with me. So it's like, maybe she just going through something, yeah, and you know, he was there and she's like, I don't want to date no more famous dudes. And so she accidentally gets tricked by this man. I've been tricked before. That's how I ended up.
But to get clout grabbed, like to do to be cloudy like that, yeah, that would
wait,
be,
did he post stuff?
No, but oh, no, the girl did. But like saying those things even is just like, that's,
it's
such
so
a
cringe. Like, mm, you're saying, I don't care, I'm married to an R&B singer, she, yeah, famous, she famous, and she rich anyway. Like, you're a loser.
Yeah, that's why honestly women don't be stepping out. Like, people shouldn't step out of their tax bracket sometimes for those type of reasons, like, right, that honestly.
No, really, that's a fact. Like, you can be, because they be getting a little too weird, a little too gassed.
Yeah,
and then you feel, because
Eager Beaver is insane.
I've done this before. I've dated a guy who I was like, he's not in my league at all, and then when he do something, I'm like, ew, you little fucking troll. Like, you should have been thankful, yeah, that I even breathed in your direction. Mm-hmm. And now I have to deal with the fact that you're weird and you're not even on my level.
Yeah.
That was like the iPad guy. That's, yeah, how I felt about him. Mm-hmm.
That's like honestly dating somebody that you think isn't that attractive either, but they got a good little personality. And right, like, you playing with me? And you ugly nigga? Like, what are we, right, talking about? Right. Like, you got the nerve to be an asshole and be unattractive? Right. Hell no.
So don't do that. Don't date. Women, do not date below. Like, he needs to be on your level of cuteness. He needs to be on your level of money, or, yeah, a little bit higher.
And he needs to at least know it, because men who, you can tell when a man don't think he good enough. He will treat, like, that he's good enough for you. He will never say it verbally, mm-hmm, but he will treat you like shit,
yep,
to get you to feel as low as him.
Yeah.
I, like, that is, I've been
had
through
men
that
be jealous of me. I've had some very famous men even admit that they are jealous of me or insecure about my confidence.
Who? I don't even expect you to say it anymore. I just have to say it at this point. It just has to be said.
But yeah, don't let these motherfuckers, because these little weasels will try to drag you down. Men be jealous too. Mm-hmm. Men be jealous of women.
Men be jealous. What I did ask to that question was, I mean, to Summer Walker was, what did I say again? I said, does being with the man that has been with everybody turn you off? Not saying that he's been with everybody, but just like when you're dating someone that you find out that he's literally been for the streets.
I'm going to be honest.
No, it hasn't. No. That's what
I've dated some hoes. I have, mm-hmm, dated some hoes. And I don't mind it. I'm going to be real. I don't mind it. Like, sometimes it's a little too extreme.
Yeah.
I have dated some guys where it's a little too extreme. Like, reel that dick in. Why?
Yeah. Look, I don't need to
roll your dick up like a fruit roll up and put it back in the pack. Like, calm down. You don't need to have, like, bro, yeah, my ex has fucked everybody.
Yeah.
Literally everybody. Like, he is a hoe. Every bitch think that.
Even I would be hearing strays about his name. I'm like,
literally, everybody, yeah, talks about that man. And I'm like, you out here tricking and hoeing and slanging,
yeah,
slanging dick like you ain't never slanged it before. And I mean, I never really judged him for it, but then it over the years, it became to a point where it was like, okay, you are trifling, honey.
Yeah.
Like, you are trifling. But nah, if you a little bit of a hoe, I could look past it.
It becomes a point where it's like, now you embarrassing me by the type of people you done been with. At,
oh,
at that
my
point, it's like, sometimes, yeah, it's quality,
literally,
over quantity. And
terrible.
I've looked at, my quantity, that means the number, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that why? But like, I've literally not been with some guys who wanted to be with me because they were such hoes. And they were such, like, just like womanizing.
Sometimes I'd be like, thinking like the hoes be having good dick.
Honestly. But, and that's the thing about it. And like, I would look at it sometimes, I'd be like, I had sex with this guy because I'm thinking he, you know what I'm saying?
I think that if you gonna date a hoe, date him for dick. Don't wife him.
Don't wife a hoe?
Yeah, don't. Cause I feel like men who are hoes are searching for something that they are never gonna be content with. And I think that they want penis. Keep in mind, I've asked the question before. Why are you doing it? Why do you sleep with all these men? Is it because you want a boy?
Is it? I'm not going to lie. Are a compulsive cheater? I'm like, you want some bussy.
Literally.
Like, you want
you
some
want
bussy.
Some bussy.
You want
pussy
some bussy.
Is no longer
not enough.
Enough
for you. I
not
swear.
Enough.
I'm sorry. And yeah, then, like, I've said that before. And you know they be eating me up on TikTok about that. They be like, oh, they just didn't like you. I'm like, yeah, no. They want some dick on the side, too.
I'm
like,
not gonna,
I don't
I
got it for you, baby.
I swear to you, I would not be shocked. I would not be shocked.
Yeah, like if you're like, I don't know. I literally be like, after a while, like when I hear of men constantly cheating, never being faithful right. in a relationship,
you can't find a woman because you can't find a woman that you can stick with and stay with because your soulmate is a man, babe. I don't know
what your soulmate is. Some bussy mate, babe.
Your soulmate is your teammate. Nah, psych. Anyways, all right. I think we gotta wrap this up.
We could do an advice segment.
Yeah, let's do an advice segment. I'm crying. My boyfriend hard-eyed a picture of mine. That boy don't never hard. Like, why? Like, it'd be random.
Wait,
men.
He commented?
No, like hard-eyed a story that I posted. But I was laughing because earlier I had called him and I was like, "You not gonna tell me I look pretty?" I was like, "You never tell me I look pretty." And now he like, you know, he be trying to overdo like, so beautiful. Beautiful.
Look,
like,
so honestly, beautiful. At least he's a man of action. At least you got to tell him something once and he going to figure it out.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So we're back to advice again, you guys. So advice. Hey, Winter and Shy. First off, I love y'all and literally look forward to watching every week. Y'all are so pretty, hilarious, and authentic. Mind you, this advice is from a while ago because we be needing send y'all advice again, okay? Send advice. We love you. Go to the DMs, Behind the Likes podcast, send your advice.
Yeah.
So she said, I really wanted some advice on this because I'm going crazy. I met this guy a few months ago and we've been hanging out ever since. Nothing too serious, but we talk every day and sometimes hang out when our schedules align. He claims he likes me, but sometimes he confuses me. On V-Day, he was out of town for work, so we couldn't hang out. So he just sent me a cute little text. However, when he got back, he still didn't plan anything with me. I know we aren't official and have only known each other a few months and I shouldn't feel entitled to anything, but I think it's weird how he can say he likes me and talks to me every day but didn't come and see me or plan anything with me when he got me.
Didn't we just talk about this?
Yeah, crazy actually, because I didn't read this. This is just in the email. Yeah. By the way, we still haven't seen one another. Am I feeling too entitled or is this a red flag sign that he doesn't really like me? We just talked about this.
Yeah, we just talked about it. So if you need to scroll back and listen to the advice, listen to it.
Because a man will do what he wants to do and be with who he wants to be with and make the time and the effort to be with you.
Yeah.
So that is all, you guys. Don't forget to... We have been consistently going back to back with the Patreon content, so be sure to check out our Patreon.
We just dropped an hour-long Patreon.
It's a whole nother episode of Behind the Likes back there.
Yeah.
So, like, we dropped an hour-long that. We are, you know, going to be consistent with that. So.
And next week we're going to Japan, so if you guys want our Japan content, that's going to be all on the Patreon. Yeah, so
all on the Patreon.
Gotta go check it out.
Bye. Bye.